Thank you, Lord, for waking me this morning. Thank you for yet another day. Yes, so I can listen to Peter the Diva on CRS Radio. This is JoJo Mack representing.
Greetings upon greetings, blessings upon blessings. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, your knowledge station, with your hostess with the mostest, Peter the Diva. And today I'm here to discuss the topic of domestic violence. Domestic violence. Now, guys, we're locked up. We're locked up in the house and we have no place to go. And then you find that we're locked up with people that we don't like, right? And given the movement restrictions aimed to stop the spread of the coronavirus, we may be experiencing violence more frequent in our homes, more severe and more dangerous. If you want to give me a call at 661-467-2407. Again, the number is 661-467-2407. And hit 1 on your telephone keypad if you want to talk. Again, you're listening to Peter the Diva. The topic is domestic violence. Now, some of we married to people where we don't like, and we never really realized that we didn't like them. Some of us are in relationships with people that we don't get along with. And you know, normally we leave the house, we go to work, we go to school, we go wherever we have an opportunity to get away from these people. But unfortunately, Corona have us stuck in the house. Corona have us not being able to go anywhere. This public health crisis has taken a toll on the world, on the country, on the globe. And you find that there is a number of cases of increase in domestic violence. You find that the spike in domestic violence during this coronavirus pandemic is an understatement. In the weeks since the pollution worldwide has been directed to stay at home, the population that is, you find that there's a domestic violence surge. There are so many reported cases, and I'm not surprised. And a lot of these cases are women. And I'm not saying men don't get abused, but I'm just saying predominantly it's women that are being victimized who are, because they're confined and isolated in their homes with their abusive partners. They are being coerced and physically being beaten up because our abusers have these violent tendencies that were already there. And with the economic stressors, our abusers don't know what to do with themselves, so they're beating us. Well, I live alone, so ain't nobody beating me, but I'm sure there's people out there that being abused. And scenario, watched a video the other day on Instagram, a Jamaican video that is. Young lady was being beaten in the streets. People were videoing this video, incident happening. Nobody did anything to stop the guy. I mean, dude was beating this young lady. And Wally British, which is a popular blogger on social media, had put out basically a video stating she wanted this young man being brought to justice. And they so happened to find where this young man was, and the police went to the home, and the young lady decided not to press charges. There was a follow-up video with the young man and the young lady where he said it was a game they were playing that got out of hand. And this young lady got on camera and basically stated that he didn't mean to beat her. And I say this to say, you don't have to be in a situation that you don't have to be in. I get it. We're stuck in the house and you feel like there's nowhere to go. But you do not have to be stuck in that situation. Ask for help. And when somebody else calls for help for you, please speak up. Please. There is a domestic violence line, hotline, National Domestic Hotline. 1-800-799-7233. Again, the number is 1-800-799-7233, and that is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Or you could text LOVEIS, that is LOVEIS, to 22522. Again, text LOVEIS to 22522. Guys, you are never alone. The first step as a person, the first thing as a person who is being abused, we're in denial. We're in denial and our abuser's in denial. Our abuser normally comes with the apologies, the promises that it won't happen again, tries to justify the behavior, probably blame it on drugs, alcohol, declare his love for you, probably wants to be intimate, probably buy you some stuff. I don't know how much he's going to buy you given that we have no place to go. Promise that they'll get help. Promise they'll go to church. Even get their family to support their change, right? Their supposed change, their intentional change. They probably cry. They probably threaten suicide. Your abuser will also start off with his abuse by being overly sensitive, nitpicking at everything, yelling, withholding affection. And withholding affection is like, you want to cuddle. You know, we're stuck in a house. You probably want to cuddle. Your abuser is telling you, you know what? We're not going to do all that. Put you down, make threats towards you, acting basically crazy, destroying property, accusing you of being unfaithful. Now, people accusing you of being unfaithful when you ain't even leaving the house, right? Now, that's crazy. Because it's not like, I don't know who you're going to be unfaithful with. Maybe the walls, the four walls, the curtains. I don't know, because you ain't going nowhere. And they probably try to isolate you. And then what's going to happen is it's going to start in an argument where your abuser becomes verbally abusive. Starts to humiliate you, starts to slap you, punch you, kick you, choke you, grab you, forces you to have sex. Now, many people would tell you that you don't deny your partner sex, especially your husband, right? But you know there's a thing called rape. Do you know that as a husband, if your wife denies you sex, that's her given right, and you cannot force her to have sex with you. Even if you force her to have sex with you, that is still considered rape. Just for those of you that don't know this, it is still considered to be rape if you force your partner to have sex with you when your partner does not want to do so. Okay? Your partner is going to beat you. He's going to prevent you from calling the police. And that's just either taking your phone, breaking your phone, locking you up somewhere in a room, somewhere in the house, basically taking away all communication so you don't call the police and so you don't call your family members. Your partner might even start to abuse the children in the house, might even start to put restraints on you, stalk you, and use weapons and objects. Now, Texas is a place that has weapons, right? And a lot of us have guns in our homes. And I know a lot of you are probably fearful. And like I said, both men and women are probably fearful that your partner is going to snap and going to shoot you. Scenario two. Lady was found in an HEB parking lot in Harker Heights, Texas. Domestic violence. Her partner basically chased her from home to the parking lot and killed her in the parking lot there. Remember I said, we are cohabitating with the devil. We are cohabitating with people who already have the red flags that they are abusers. Again, if you want to give me a call and talk to me, 661-467-2407. 661-467-2407. And our abusers are probably going to blame everything on Corona because they're going to say, it's your fault that we have a pandemic. It's your fault that they can't leave the house. It's your fault that you're making them feel miserable. I remember I said we're in relationships with people who we are around them sporadically, right? Because we're busy with work, we're busy with life. So we didn't have to be in a space with this person for a long time. And now we are forced to do so. So when you feel that you have no hope, nowhere to go, right? Charlie Black is going to tell you to stop domestic violence.
Protect the woman on the earth. We need the ladies. Don't beat up the girl, don't dump up the girl. She's a beautiful woman, a lovely woman. Don't box up the girl, don't treat the girl. Treat her like a lady. She's a queen. Her smile is like the sunset. Domestic violence don't make you. You're a queen from the day you're born. And you might not beat you up, making one. You're a queen from the day you're born. From him raise him and offer you, tell him the love. So don't beat up the girl, don't dump up the girl. She's a beautiful woman. Like a flower there, not here to hurt us. Feed them rules, delicate and subvert us. Hollow them texts, some of we hit the surface. Walk her out when she get upset. Give her a space until she reset. Don't toe-to-toe with her, you'll regret. Just calm her down with a kiss on her lips. You're a queen from the day you born. Any man not beat you up, make him one.
And he was saying, I listened to some of your the examples you gave, which the young lady being really strictly beaten up, and her fiancé or lover say they were playing a joke in the street. I guess in the street they're playing a joke on each other out of hand. But yet still, she defended him. And I was saying to this young man, well, he doesn't think that women have a problem with that, because there is no human being in their right senses getting slapped up and kicked up and being their blood sometimes drawn, and they don't pick up their bags or whatever it is and get out of town. And I was trying to say, and maybe you could address this for me, I was trying to say it's not that easy. Talk on that a little bit for me.
Most definitely. Here's the thing. There's a thing called Stockholm Syndrome, right? And eventually things become normal. It happens so much to you that you think it's normal. And then if the person is beating you, you think they're telling you, I love you. I beat you because I love you. It's kind of like as a parent, right? You're disciplining your kids and you say, listen, the reason why I'm disciplining you is because you did this and you did that. And I have to let you know who's in charge because I'm the adult and you're the child. So in this case, now in relationship, man and woman or whatever it is, the man or whatever is saying, the partner is telling the other partner, the most submissive partner, it's basically the alpha is saying, hey, I am in charge. I am telling you that you did something to make me do this to you. Your behavior is making me do this. The way you looked at me in that moment that day made me do this. But guess what? I'm doing this because I love you, and I'm doing this to let you understand that you're supposed to be better towards me so I won't have to beat your butt. And it is not as easy to leave. A person will know when they're ready to leave, some of us sooner than later. And we hope it's sooner than when they die. Maybe the abuser kills them. But a lot of it is you have women who don't work and they solely depend on that partner. So now it's a matter of, can they leave and where would they go? Because they have no money. And then if the partner was already isolating them, now they have no family, they have no friends. So what are they supposed to do now? Like, I'm sure nobody wants to take a beating, but at the same time, now you have to figure out the lesser of the two evils, right? Are you going to be on the streets by yourself? And then, God forbid, they have kids. Are you going to be able to survive out there on the streets with your kids? Or are you going to sit in the house, take it, but at least try to protect your kids from the abuser? So it's kind of like, I'm going to take the beating as long as he's not beating the kids.
A lot of people
would say, hey, why don't you just leave? Sometimes it's just hard for people to leave. And unless you're in that situation, you have no idea what it's like. Like none. Wow.
But Diva, I hear what you're saying. And this young man was saying they can go to their mother, or they can go to the shelter. But having this conversation, a lot of other things came up in my mind. And you're just saying that if you are never in this situation, you cannot imagine what this would be. What kind of mindset is that person who have gotten to that point so much that they get either numb, or they're willing to sacrifice part of their soul or their life in order to keep under this roof or to keep this relationship? Because I think some people, if they're in a relationship that has the bling and bling, they may be afraid that losing the societal thing. But most of the people who are in this situation are normally people who really just are the less educated and so on. But give me a little insight of what the mindset is like for this person who is able to stay in a relationship like that.
Abuse has no status. Abuse has no face, no particular face. Abuse can happen to anybody. Abuse can happen to the rich, the poor, the less fortunate. Abuse can happen to anybody. And then you said that the gentleman was like, why don't they go to their parents? What if that person didn't have a good relationship with their parents? Because we have a lot of people growing up in families where once you leave your parents' house, you don't even talk. Like, I'm one of those perfect people. I don't talk to my dad. Like, he's dead to me, right? And my dad was an abusive individual, right? My dad was abusive to my mother, and my dad was abusive to his children, you know? And it was like favorites. It depended on the child. So, yeah, he wasn't really beating us, but he was very verbal in his abuse. With regards to my mom, it was different. It was physical. But my dad left my mom, which helped my mom to get out of the situation that she was in. So she was fortunate enough for her abuser to leave. And basically went on to someone else. And now she's in a great marriage, a great relationship. So some of us have the luck of the draw. Unfortunately for me, like, I was in many abusive relationships, and you try to leave and that person find you. And the younger you are, it's the less information you have, right? So the older you get, the more you know. So if you're younger and being abused, you're thinking, oh my God, there's nowhere to go. But then the more crap you go through, you're realizing, you know what? There got to be something better out there. So I got to try to figure that. And sometimes you got to open up and talk. A lot of people like to be in relationships to say they're in a relationship. They're in a marriage to say, I got a husband or I got a wife. Even though that person don't mean them well, they just like saying the words, I have a husband and I got a wife. Right? And they will deal with it. Peter, it's like, I'm good. I don't care how many times I'm married and divorced. I don't care. As I get older, it's the less crap I'm going to deal with. So fast forward, the last gentleman, I filed a whole divorce, restraining order, everything. I was out. I didn't care what anybody had to say about my decision. A lot of people was like, work it out. I'm like, you ain't in the house with me. And it take one time. Because if you do it one time and you say you're sorry, you're going to do it again. I wasn't waiting for a second time because I don't been there, done that. So with this gentleman, I was not fitting to do this second time. I was over and done with it. So you got to be able to find your strength. And a lot of people have not found that inner strength yet. A lot of them has actually given up. You understand what I'm saying? So
yes.
until they find it, whether or not it takes them a short time or a long time, all we have to do as the people on the outside that know them looking in is just to be there for them when they call to go rescue them, let them know there's a place. But just know that not everybody got family that they could count on. Yes. Some people out here in this world by themselves.
Diva, one more quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I have read where men certainly are abused as well, but the majority seems to be women. Why does men, let's just deal with the men for now, think they have the authority? How are men perceiving women? Who is the lifeline, has a mother who cared for that person, and a woman or a wife or a girlfriend or a sister would represent that mother. Explain to us, if you can, why is it so predominant in the male species that they see they can kick a woman down to the floor, hit her, to the point of death, and it continues. And what is it they're upbringing? that cause men to think they have the authority to hit a woman like that, who is their lover or their
honey, that's like a whole, listen, you can't understand crazy. Some people just so sick in the head, and they got these people called narcissists, right? Those narcissists where they feel everything they do is right, everything they do is not their fault, everything is somebody else's fault, right? You got those people, and exactly where you say they have mothers, they have sisters, they got aunts, they got grandparents, grandmothers. And a lot of them, a lot of abusers will go fight some other man if they're beating their mother and their sister and their daughters. But they're forgetting that they're beating somebody else, sister, daughter, auntie, grandma, too, right? Like somebody, that female belongs to somebody, too. And we will never understand. And I think a man that beat a woman is a weak man. He's so weak. And a lot of men don't like a strong woman. A lot of men, you know, they tell you this word submissive, right? And a lot of men take that word to be he's the master, she's the slave, right? She do as he says. A lot of men take that submissive as a means to tell his woman, I'm supposed to control you. And they got it all wrong. A woman is willing to follow you if you are a good man, you are a good person, you are a good human without you having to beat her into doing it. She will willfully follow you if you are a leader, a good leader, a good person. But a weak man, honey, a weak man is going to beat you because he just feel he better and you are nothing. And we will never understand it. We will have to go so deep in the psych to figure out what a person do, why they do. And remember, hurt people hurt people. There's a lot of men dealing with stuff, and they don't want to openly deal with it. So what they do, they take it out on somebody else that they feel is weaker. Think about it, right? Think about it. Men are, especially our black men were taught not to cry, not to feel, not to have emotions. So those ladies with boy children, remember that you're raising him to be someone's husband and someone's boyfriend. If your son wants to express himself, let him. It is okay to have feelings and emotions, but we are raising boys to be so heartless and so cold that when they eventually grow up to be men, they are like men boy, because they really ain't fully men. They're like, their body is that of a man, but their mentality is that of a boy, of a child. And they don't know how to be a good husband or a good boyfriend or a good partner for somebody. And we have to remember this. Okay, guys? We have to remember this. Again, we're here to discuss domestic violence and in the growing wake of the coronavirus outbreak. Give me a call at 661-467-2407. Thank you, caller, for those valid questions and comments and points. I really appreciate it.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes, go ahead.
Diva, I'm sorry. I heard you mention, you know,
you just want to talk to me today. Okay.
I heard you mention, which I chuckled a little bit, but I mean, I know you're really on a serious topic. How is it that so many people, it seems, because I'm watching some of these stats as well, that are together and really don't like each other. They're married, and the only reason why they were or staying together in the first place is because they have so many hours away from each other, so it's a little bit more tolerable. I mean, I chuckled about that, but talk to me a little bit about that. How does that work?
It's the truth. Like, think about it, right? As every day you learn something new about your partner, and every day, you know, you may see that red flag, but you're wondering if that red flag is important enough to not be with that person. And you're like, you know what? I see this person in 24 hours. I see this person maybe for 5 hours out of that 24 hours. And it's when we get up in the morning, if that, or when we get home, maybe. You know what I mean? So people don't really talk. But then now half of us ain't working. We at home. You are forced to talk to this person. And you may realize that you are married to an idiot. You don't realize that you... When I tell you, you ever meet some people that just have no conversation skills and you did not realize they had none till now? Like, think about being in a house with somebody and y'all looking at each other, twiddling y'all thumbs because y'all have nothing to say because you realize you have nothing in common. And this just made me think of, I read the other day, a lady said, during the coronavirus, I realized my husband was gay.
Oh,
I swear, I read it. She said she read during the coronavirus, she realized her husband was gay. And how that happened was, because remember, you go to work, you come home, you might get it on real quick, right? Or if it doesn't happen, you're like, oh, I'm just tired. Well, now they're home, and now you're forced to pay attention to things, right? So she's like, okay, I'm home. And she's like, she tried to touch him, and he's like, babe, you know, later. And they have all right sex. You know, they have okay sex. But she said one day she realized he didn't really want to get into it much, and somebody called him. And when that person called him, he went off into the bathroom, and he was basically having video sex with his partner. And she said, honestly, she said she really wasn't that hurt, not hurt like if it was a woman he was cheating with, because she's like, it's clear I cannot compete with that. And she just wished she had told her, you know, that he maybe he's bisexual, but to find out that your husband likes men during the coronavirus. So you have a lot of people who are getting caught up in situations, and thank God she didn't like retaliate where now they're gonna be in a big brawl. But you know, she kind of was like, hey, let's get through this quarantine, and then you can be on your way and let's live in peace and harmony. But not a lot of people can deal with that, so you have to think about these things. But yes, I read that was a very interesting read. So just think about that. There are people living with people who they really didn't know who they really are till now, and you realize you don't like that person. You can't live with that person, and that person ain't for you. So, just food for thought, people. I know that was a bit, that was a lot, but again, you listen to Peter the Diva, so I'm just giving you the real. That's just real life, okay, guys? Real life. But thank you for calling, caller. It was a pleasure. So, guys, again, if you want to give me a call at 661-467-2407. The number is 661-467-2407. Again, the topic is domestic violence during this coronavirus outbreak. Okay. As people across the country are scrambling to buy toilet paper and extra canned foods, millions of them, and an additional set of stresses, worrying about being forced to stay home and unable to get away from their abusers. Millions of Americans are not safe from violent abuse at home. Okay, the stats are going up. The stats are going up, people. The stats are going up. Domestic violence has increased because we can't get away from the people we don't like. Okay? For some people, going to work may be their only reprieve from emotional abuse and violence. Now, they have been told to work from home. So now you're teleworking, you're at home, and guess what? You're stuck. You're stuck, guys. You're stuck. But you know what? This is so deep. We're going to drop a little Chris Martin real quick. Because Chris Martin got us some message for you guys, okay? When I tell you that it's...
I can't live without a woman. Tell me, Kenny, who you? I would never hurt a woman. All who believe in prayer, we all need to pray.
Pray.
Can't believe what is happening. These must be the last days. Times are getting scary. The devil's in a rage. Women and children are a target now. We need to see a change. We're losing too many women. Stop the violence against women. We need to love our women and take care of the women. Stop abusing the women. We're losing too many women, yeah. Stop the violence against women. We need to love our women, take care of the women, stop abusing the women. Young girls, beware. There are predators out there. Don't trust people. They act as if they care. They are wolves in sheep clothing. They are evil. So don't jump up on any taxi.
No.
And don't jump up on any bus.
No, no, no.
Don't just trust loose faces. Suss them out for
every day.
Don't make night get you too far from home. Don't get your loved ones nervous. Just think before you act now. Cause it's time so evil. Now, some a big woman friend them. Stop steer with the madman them. If every day I beat you, and I'll treat you. One day your life in a problem. Girl, no make true money. Stay and fight because it's better you leave if you not treat you right. But don't disrespect and stay out at night. But well, at these days you will lose your life. We're losing too many women. Stop the violence against women. We need to love our women and take care of the women. Stop abusing the women. Women, yeah. Stop the violence against women. We need to love our women. Take care of the women. Stop abusing the women. Me never seen on my earth with so. If you want find God, then say a church you go. But the one with the lead and with the teacher can't believe the same dirty stuff. 63 minus 15. The 48 that I'm staring up your judge. But if I had to say that Father would get 48. Hey, and then the criminal them run upon the taxi route. Kidnap the little girls and thief them forbidden fruit. Me have a bag of stone, no me no one shoot. Me wanna feel a lot of pain, pain absolute. We're losing too many women.
Ooh, yeah.
Stop the violence against women.
We need to stop it now.
We need to love our
stop
women
them.
And take care of the women. Stop abusing
yeah.
the women.
We're losing too many women, yeah. Stop the violence against women.
Stop it, stop it.
We need to love our women. Take care of the women. Stop abusing the women.
I can't live without a woman.
Without a woman.
Tell me, can you? I would never hurt a woman.
No.
We're losing too many women. Stop the violence against women. We need to love our women and take care of the women. Stop abusing the women.
Women, yeah. Stop the violence against women.
We need to love our women. Take care of the women. Stop abusing the women.
Stop the violence against women.
Y'all, stop hurting our women. Stop hurting our women. Again, if you're just joining me, today's topic is domestic violence. You're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, your knowledge station, with your hostess, the one with the most, is Peter the Diva. Give me a call at 661-467-2407. Again, the number is 661-467-2407. Hit one on your telephone keypad if you want to talk to me. Okay, guys. Now, let's continue on. We're still talking about being stuck in a house. And for those people that don't have their children in school, to keep them safe from the abuse, now these children have to be told to study at home. So now you have another stressor of definitely worrying about your kids being safe, teleworking, homeschooling your kids. So it's about to be crazy, guys. It's about to be crazy. And if a person is suffering abuse and they're planning on leaving, they may be secretly stashing money, basically a way to make an escape. But now they need that money for other expenses. Because few jobs are completely safe from the economic fallout of the coronavirus. Okay? So, you remember the question where it's like, why they don't leave? Now, you have a lot of women who are probably planning on leaving. And then now, they can't leave because they probably lost their job. Or they probably got their hours cut. So now they need that money so that they could survive. So what would you do if the only opportunity you have to seek help or to look online to learn how to make a safety plan was when your abuser left for work? What are you supposed to do now when they're never leaving the house because they're stuck in a house? Now, these are the kind of problems that the nation being on lockdown have on me and my fellow domestic violence survivors or people that are currently going through these things, okay? Even before the pandemic, there was an average of 20 people in the United States experiencing physical domestic violence every minute. 20 people, guys, per minute. Researchers show that 1 in 4 adult American women and 1 in 7 adult American men have experienced some type of severe violence, including being hit with something hard, being kicked or beaten, or being burned on purpose at the hands of an intimate partner. Now, you notice they said men too, right? A lot of you women like to put your hands on men. Stop it. Not because he's a man and you know they're being taught not to hit women, right? Most of them are being taught not to hit women. Don't put your hands on no man and don't expect to get hit back. Keep your hands to yourself. Just like you tell your children when they're in school to keep their hands to themselves, keep your hands to yourself. Do not hit each other. So women, don't hit men. Men, don't hit women. Okay? Disasters like this, whether it's hurricane, earthquake, or pandemics like the coronavirus, disrupt your social and physical environment for a large group of people. These changes increase families' vulnerabilities to domestic violence. You're changing the environment, guys. Half of us used to go out and have our good time, live our best life. Now we ain't living no best life. We in a house. So it ain't just the coronavirus. Natural disasters stop us from living our best life, which open up our families to vulnerabilities. Okay? Let's step out of coronavirus. Remember Hurricane Katrina? Hurricane Katrina had a 1/3 increase in emotional abuse and a near doubling in physical abuse among women experiencing domestic violence. That's because people was displaced. People had nowhere to go. People were stressed. Okay? Hurricane Katrina had a 1/3 increase in emotional abuse, and it doubled in physical abuse. So think about what coronavirus is doing. Hurricane Harvey. Hurricane Harvey also increased. The National Domestic Hotline would tell you that their calls increased from their normal weekly average and their monthly average. It would increase severely, guys, severely. The pattern of increasing domestic violence around the world and correlating with timing on social distancing lockdown. You can't social distance from your partner. You wish you could, unless you have multiple rooms in the house and you hope that you can just get away, right? We just hope so. Violence, domestic violence, is about power and control. People just want to know they have control. And when you feel like you're losing control, you retaliate. You throw a tantrum. So the abusers are basically throwing a tantrum. Okay? Right now, many different factors are combining the cause of Americans and people all around the world to feel like their lives are not under control. Okay? Regular routines like work, education, exercise, entertainment, socializing are being disrupted. Millions of people lost their jobs. Remember I said, or their hours are reduced, their pay is reduced. People are now existing medical condition are both more vulnerable and less able to seek treatment. When people feel powerless in one area of their life, they often seek to establish more power over other areas. This is particularly dangerous, people, okay? Remember where I said people lose power in one area. They try to seek more power in the other areas. This is dangerous in domestic violence situations because domestic abuse is at its core and its effort by one partner to dominate and establish psychological, emotional, physical, and sexual control over the other partner. Remember where I said, you can have intimate partner rape. So if she said no, it's no. N-O, red light, stop. Do not move on to go. Stop. She said no. Okay? Since it's not clear how much time people would need to be in a relative isolation or when they would be able to work or socialize and regain control over their own life. The coronavirus situation might even be more difficult than other disasters and emergencies. Because hurricane, you know, eventually you can rebuild, right? You can move on. Because this pandemic, we don't know if it's airborne. At this point, I don't know what it is. You cough, you sneeze, whatever, you catch it, you touch something. So because you don't know, it's the unknown, it's hard to bounce back. So this will increase the abuse in vulnerable homes that may have been unhealthy, but not yet violent, and raise violent levels in already violent homes. They say unhealthy. Let's focus on that unhealthy. You know those homes where you had little arguments, and you may talk about it, and you may move on. But the question is, did you really move on? Or we just table it, right? Table it is like saying, we're just not going to talk about it, right? We put it down and we're going to say, okay, honey, I'm fine. But you're really not fine because in the back of your head, you really want to punch him or her in the throat, right? Because they got you that mad. But you table it. Every little thing annoys you. You ever been around somebody and even when they breathe, they annoy you? Even their breath, when they breathe, annoy you and you want to just suffocate them. That's basically what the abuser is feeling, right? He's like, yo, I didn't know chick was this annoying. Even if she's not annoying in his head, he really feel like she annoying, right? Like, and then now he's like, yo, I'm stuck. And the same thing with females. A lot of divorce rates, when I tell you, people probably filing for divorces. And you know the case ain't going to move on too quickly because the court's closed. Right? The court's holding off on legal matters. So now you're trying to get away from this person by filing for divorce and now you can't go nowhere because the court's closed. So now you can't even move on. So now you're stuck. Unhealthy relationship. guys, I know there's a therapist somewhere that probably do a tele-appointment. If you're in an unhealthy relationship, before you put hands on each other, call your therapist or get a therapist. There's many out there. If you're military, you have a thing called Military One Source. Okay? Google is a friend. Ask Google to find a therapist in your area. Okay? Because we really need to stop domestic violence, guys. It's really getting out of control. You have abusers who were in treatment, but now you can't even go get help. Now you're stuck. You can't even go talk about your feelings because what? You can't even do in-face meetings with your counselor. Some people prefer to see the person, to talk with the person, than to do over the phone. So the fact that talking with your therapist or leaving a house to visit with a friend or whatever is limited, now it's even worse, guys, okay? So I just feel like to seek help. If somebody gets you to the brink of where you feel you gotta hurt them, take a time out, please. Take a time out. It is clear that this is an escalating problem. Just find other ways. Go play your video games, workouts. I don't know, go on Amazon and order some in-home gym equipment and work off the stress and the anger before you put your hands on somebody. And this includes men and women, okay? And again, if you missed the number to call for the National Domestic Violence Hotline, the number is 1-800-799-7233. Again, the number is 1-800-799-7233. Or you could text LOVEIS, that is love is. Again, it is LOVEIS 222-522. The number is 22522. Okay. You can also text the crisis line, which is at 741-741. That number again is 741-741, and that is the crisis text line. So if you can't get away from your partner and you can't call 911, send a text. I think a lot of 911s now got where you could send a text message if you go on emergency and you text, they'll pick it up, you know. But then the police, response time too. Like, you have a lot of our police officers, our healthcare professional, everybody's just dealing with so much that they can't even deal with their own mental health. We have a lot of them that is getting the virus. Response time, so we're low in people to help us, both health-wise and public service-wise. So let's meditate. Pick up yoga. Like, I'm going to take a meditation. I'm going to make a meditation corner. You all should try it, okay? Meditate, because you're doing what? You're listening to Peter the Diva.
Put it ya.
Yeah.
Na 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 na. Hey, I watch the man of Benjamin's. I represent for Peter Gay, the Diva, and the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show. Let it play. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Never lose hope, guys. Alkaline Special.
Forward, never let the wicked get you down. Gotta make a step.
Keep on stepping.
Some other time that we get caught up in the moment. So overwhelmed, I've been trying, but I don't know where I am going. So I hold my head and I pray I don't want to tell myself all I can do. But remember, we must never lose hope.
Have a purpose in a life. Open up your mind. Analyze and realize that you've got the powers inside. Stand sturdy upon the journey, cause we live it and we learn it. The victory sweet when you know the battle was the furnace. What? Light a fire from corruption, make we burn it. Them can't stop where for you.
Hey. The road rocky never says I'll sweet. Would have quit already if me heart weak. You can last, dark times are the past. Never listen to them when them say you can't wait. Reminder, it's good to be humble and it's good to be bold. Stay true to who you are because it's good to the soul. Them never really want to make it if truth to be told. But Jah Jah have a plan for you. Aye, aye, aye. Aye, aye. Have a purpose in your life. Open up your eyes. Analyze and realize. You've got the powers inside. Stand sturdy upon the journey. Can we live it and we learn it? The victory sweet when you know the battle was a furnace. What? Light a fire from corruption, make we burn it. Them can't stop waiting for you. Them try to keep we down. One day we have a try. Not me, my work so hard, my come so far. Can't mess up that. Them throw we out in the jungle. Now we a lead the pack. Now go make them drown. We out, can we not read the act. Wanna inspire my people so they understand. Encourage them to do the right and load the wrong. Looking at my early years, I was a loose cannon. I have to make a change, got to be a better one.
Aye, aye, aye. Aye, 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 aye.
Have a purpose, you and I. Open up your eyes. Analyze and realize. Say you've got the powers inside. Stand sturdy upon the journey. Can we live it and we learn it? The victory sweet when you know the battle was the first one. Light a fire upon corruption, make we burn it. Them can't stop where you feel.
Yeah, yeah, alkaline faith. Never lose hope. Never lose hope. Never lose hope. Guys, again, the topic today was domestic violence, domestic violence, domestic violence. Before I let you guys go, let me leave you with this. As with so many devastating consequences of the coronavirus pandemic, okay, this moment has revealed an exacerbated underlining pre-existing condition of structural violence. The staggering recent statistic should produce a social reckoning with the presumption that the nuclear household is a place of safety to be preserved, only occasionally a site of violence. But we can think of the pre-pandemic prevalence of domestic violence as a tolerable normal to aim towards. So, guys, with that being said, okay, do not lose hope. Keep your hands, if you don't take away anything from this, keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself. Take a breather. Take up meditation. Take up yoga. Call a friend. When you feel you're going to lose your mind, call a friend. If you don't have a friend, call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Again, that number is 1-800-799-7233 or text LOVE IS to 22522 or text the crisis text line 741-741. Okay, and we about to be free, as Etana say. And thank you for joining me again. You're listening to Peter the Diva. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, with your hostess with the mostest, Peter the Diva. Thank you for joining. And Etana said, be free, guys. Be free.
Great, Tony.
Brittany running away from her parents.
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here.
Every day I rise on a fire. That's all I got to take me through. I know one day I must and I will free myself from everything that holds me captive. Gonna be free like a bird in the sky. Gonna be free, gonna fly so high. Gonna be free, gonna free my mind. Gonna be free, gonna fly so high. Life is so sweet and I don't wanna die. But this burden I bear could be hard sometimes. I'm so scared, so me juggle everywhere. Sometimes they make a move, me can't find no bus fear. But look for mama die, she said nothing not dead dear. Pan the youth them face, I see the pain. Garden, youth in a jungle, youth in a rima, all the town. Youth in a flanka, de la Vega, river, turn back to and more town. I know it's hard sometimes, but when I give up, oh no. Much is lean, 100 lean, plain land, white out, grand spin, now wood, bad bush, vanish down. Don't you give up. Gonna be free like a bird. Gonna be free, gonna fly so high. Gonna be free, gonna free my mind. Gonna be free, gonna fly so high.
One thing I know that I must survive. One thing I know that I must rise.
Peace and love, guys.